Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Thank you so very much for tuning into the program. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, Studio E, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite. And I want to start up by thanking everybody. We had, I don't even know how many. I quit counting at the 500 or 600 level. We had so many messages and emails and just way to go notes yesterday, and it was the most we'd ever had in the history of the show. So thank you so very much for everybody who's been chiming in. We appreciate it, and we're trying to earn your respect and those great comments that you keep making about the program. So keep it up. We appreciate it. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, to our veterans, to our EMS and firefighters, to our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And also, the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers out there, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our FedEx, our UPS, our bulk mail center drivers out there, and also the suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel where it to go. And let's not forget our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon drivers. We heard from the drivers coming down from Atlanta tonight, coming down my way. So appreciate that. And you'll be tuning along or cruising along I-75 with us all the way down here to Tampa if you're coming down this far. We do appreciate that. Now, also, you can follow us on Facebook at the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're over there. We also happen to be on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, and we're on Twitter as Captains America. And our website is simply the Captains America ThirdWatch.com. That would be the Captains America ThirdWatch.com. All right, we're going to go up to California IA where we got Mr. Snowbird out there, Mr. Waterbird, and Mr. whatever else bird he is tonight, because he's got all kinds of weather all around him. It's none other than Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
All right, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody.
Okay, so what kind of bird are you at the moment?
A wet bird.
A wet bird? Okay.
Wet bird, don't fly at
me. All right, a wet bird, not to be confused with soaked turkey.
Right.
I just made that one up. I thought that was appropriate for the moment. But, no, you got weather out there for sure, and here we go again, you know. But it's moved off to your east, and there is a lot of rain that went off to the east with it. And we do have the cold weather in the southeast again still. It's moved over a little bit from where it was last night, but phew, it is. I took a walk outside a little while ago, and I didn't stay out very long.
Oh, really? Okay.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. The wind is blowing, and it's nasty, nasty. All right. Are you ready, my friend, to say the pledge?
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America,
of the United States of America,
and to the republic for which it stands,
and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation under God,
indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize and put quotation marks around those two words, under God. Our great country was founded by Judeo-Christian values and principles. And you know something, Kyle? We still have one guy every day who tells me I need to stop saying the pledge.
Really?
And to that guy, I'm going to say it to the whole radio audience that's listening, go pound salt. That's a tradition on this song, or this program, that's been there ever since we started. And other radio shows picked up on it and followed it because we were doing it.
Yeah, you're right about that. Well, that's right. The pledge stays by popular demand.
You betcha. You betcha. Well, you know, speaking of popular demand, the Russians are involved in an underwater race with the United States and our allies to try to get to the debris field at the bottom of the drink in the Black Sea, down about 5,000 feet, to start scraping up what's left of that drone. And I don't know how close who is to which country is to getting there and winning the prize first, but it's going to get pretty busy under the water there.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. And obviously, the Russians would want to recover whatever they can for study. There's just no doubt about that. We do understand, though, that some high-level military brass from both U.S. and Russia actually held what's being called a rare telephone conversation on Wednesday in the aftermath of the downing of that MQ-9 Reaper spy drone. But as far as I know, Captain, Moscow still hasn't officially acknowledged that they were the ones that downed the drone.
They said they had nothing to do with it. They did not clip. They did not strike the unmanned Reaper drone at all. But you want to know something?
What's that?
We haven't seen the video that's come out from that drone yet. And there's video that has not been released. So the Department of Defense is talking about releasing it so we could see the Russian jet hit the drone.
Yes, I was just thinking that obviously this thing has cameras on it, so it will finally settle that. And
and
also the reaction of our own military captain about their unprofessionalism on the Russian side, I think, was also very telling. They hit it.
Yeah. Yeah, and they did it on purpose.
Yeah.
Now, it took a pretty good pilot to hit it on purpose and not totally disintegrate it. So think about that for a second while we go to break, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Kyle Warren and I will be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch, Thursday morning edition. A beautiful day in the neighborhood, except for a little bit of jacket weather here in Florida. Another one of those nights where you need to have a coat on. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, and I want to thank Roland, one of the Amazon drivers coming down from Atlanta. He says, we got your tree top tall here, Captain, around Tifton, Georgia. They are just switching the dial over a little bit, listening to us on the radio coming on down south, because they know how to find our affiliates along I-75. And you can hear us wall-to-wall, treetop tall, as they like to say, all the way from Tampa up I-75 all the way to Atlanta. And then beyond that, too. All you got to know is where to go on the dial to get it. Now, let's remind everybody this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking for over a decade now, over 10 years, and I take it for two simple reasons. It works. Now, if you've got inflammation or pain, or you suffer from any type of swelling or things that you've been taking other medicine for and it doesn't really do something to help you, or maybe you're taking prescription medicine and you're just tired of that buzz, let me make a suggestion. Relief Factor. Now, the website is relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, check it out. You'll see the 1995 3-week quick start there. But the important thing about this is, number one, it's 100% drug-free. And the combination of the ingredients that are in the Relief Factor, namely turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, helps your body's natural response to inflammation, and it will lower or even eliminate pain associated with whatever the problems that you've got going on by going right straight to the source, and it can do more than one thing at one time. If you've got a pain in an elbow, a pain in a wrist, pain in a shoulder, pain in the butt, it can do all of the above and help you out. I know because I take it and it works. And sometimes my back will be bothering me. Well, problem solved. And, of course, my foot and leg are always bothering me. But problem solved there because it gets to where it's controllable. And I'm not sitting there, my foot's not swelling up like a balloon and all that sort of stuff. It maintains that for me. So, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. 1995 and a 3-week quick start. And as Kyle Warren likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Bingo, Roger, right on. Relieffactor.com/captain, 100% drug free, 1995. All right, Mr. Kyle, got to talk about the banking situation again, as much as it's not going to go away, because it's not, because there are other factors now starting to enter into this. But let's talk about Wall Street. The stocks fell sharply Wednesday as the European bank that sparked fears of a global banking sector meltdown in the wake of Silicon Valley Bank's collapse came to the surface again. U.S. shares of Switzerland's Credit Suisse fell to historic lows after the bank failed to secure additional funding from its biggest investor. Now, yesterday, sometime during the day, that changed, didn't it?
It did, Captain. According to reports, especially from Reuters, we understand that Swiss regulators did send that liquidity lifeline to Credit Suisse, and this is something, this is a very, very big deal, because this is the first time since 2008, the 2008 financial crisis,
yep,
that a major bank would be given such a lifeline here. So that's right. So now there was pressure, by the way, from a government, not named, but then also others to help out Credit Suisse, because their shares tumbled at least some 30% on Wednesday, sparking more and more jitters, actually probably, I think, more than jitters in the market.
Right. And, of course, stocks also fell due to investor uncertainty, and the market hates uncertainty, about what the recent bank collapses mean for the Federal Reserve's plans to hike the interest rates. Now, they're probably, and I use the word probably because I think they'd be a damn fool to go raising rates when you've got all this other stuff going on.
Well, that's exactly right. So that is going to be the $64,000 question, although these days, Captain, it might be more the $64 billion question. But if this could be mean the difference between what they talk about, a hard landing or a no landing and a hard landing. And certainly I don't think that the market or investors or the general public is going to think that raising interest rates right now is still a good idea, even quote unquote to fight inflation. But the one thing we have to be aware of is that the Fed a lot of times can sort of be behind the times and catching up to what everybody else can look out their window and kind of see happening.
Now, initially, the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped some 280 points, while shares at big and regional banks also sank 2 to 10%, reversing the brief gains that were there. But then that backed up and went back to, I won't say normal, but it went back up higher than what it was. So maybe there has been some positive reaction there.
Well, hopefully, because the idea of having that lifeline or having something that might avert another meltdown, I'm sure is welcome. I think the issue, Captain, is that we wait until we see what tomorrow brings at this point, and where is the other shoe that's going to drop? I think that's also what may have investors on edge.
Well, there's also something else that is positive starting to come out of this. The U.S. wholesale price increases declined 4.6%, which is an annual decline, I should say, last month. And it's been fueled by lower food costs and a sign inflation could be easing. Is it? I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see.
Well, of course. And then also, as we sort of drill down on what happened at Silicon Valley Bank, even Senator John Kennedy had some pretty eloquent ways that only he can put it about some of the real mistakes that were made, not only by the bankers, who didn't seem to know anything really about banking. I mean, that's maybe hopefully that's not a new normal. But also the regulators who should have been looking at these balance sheets and seeing that the bank, SVB that is, didn't seem to be mitigating their risk in certain areas. So we should have seen this coming.
Should have, would have, could have. Here we go again, right?
Right. That's right. So the system also needs to be examined in the sense that the modern day banker isn't necessarily just a social engineer or any kind of thing like that. They need to adhere to the fundamentals of banking. This is the only way that we can really provide real foundational structure for people who want to go out and open a business or you know, live the American dream. I mean, there are ways of getting there, but we don't have to turn banks into some kind of experiment.
Well, Americans, in a poll that was conducted yesterday, are intensely wary of bailouts as the banking concerns were starting to escalate yesterday, and a lot of polling companies were working overtime to try to get reaction from the consumers.
Well, I think a good question would be by the voters and the general public is what is the limit of bailouts? Because evidently there's no limit from what we can tell at this point. And mm-hmm. if we continue to see these things go south, where's all that money going to come from? Are they going to mm-hmm. print it or make it up in the computer?
And then we find out from the congressional committee chaired by Representative Comer that many banks, about 13 to be exact, have funneled money to the Bidens in their little cash operation from China. 13 banks.
You know, this is going to get curiouser and curiouser, don't you think? Yeah, that's very, very interesting indeed. And this whole thing that's happening, Captain, may just begin to shed more light. And the American people and the American voter might say to themselves, huh, a lot of this stuff about Biden seems to start ringing true now.
Well, you talk about running cover. One of the people that was getting a fair amount of money from these payments was Biden's sister.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Now, that makes you wonder whether or not it was being funneled to her to give to him.
Well, yes, exactly. It's interesting, and a lot of people, Captain, you know, they work really hard, they get paid, they save their money, you know, they buy a house, and they do their best, and they see that at some of these levels, there's just this unbelievable amount of money flowing around. It's not about being successful per se, because some people have been very successful in their products, their business, whatever. But the Biden thing always seems to kind of smack of something that's not like I made a business and worked really hard at it.
Do you know what a shyster is?
A shyster.
Have you heard the word shyster ever before?
Yeah, it's sometimes associated with like a bad lawyer or dishonest
or a bad business person doing things under the table.
Yes, exactly.
Hiding things, okay? We're dealing with a shyster family in the Bidens. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, when we come back more, and if you disagree with anything we said, give us a call, 877-969-8600. We'll take your call, and we'll listen to what you have to say, and then we'll tell you why you're right or wrong. How's that? I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News update. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is again calling out Russia after one of that country's jets crashed into and downed a U.S. drone over the Black Sea.
The United States will continue to fly and to operate wherever international law allows. And it is incumbent upon Russia to operate its military aircraft in a safe and professional manner.
Russia claims its jets didn't make contact with the drone. Speaking to healthcare professionals in Las Vegas, President Biden laid out his plans to lower prescription drug costs. He said provisions in the Inflation Reduction Act are starting to take effect, including capping the cost of insulin at $35 for seniors on Medicare. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is doing its part to try and help save the Great Salt Lake in Utah. It's donating the equivalent of more than 20,000 acre-feet of water. Utah's governor says the move will make a real difference. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. I will take it right away. Thank you, Kyle. And I want to remind everybody, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell and Company, MyPillow.com. Now, yesterday, I went and bought one and got one free. I bought another pillow because I'm going to give a pillow to somebody for a birthday present. And I figured I'd give one to him and I'd give one to his lovely wife, and they'd both be able to enjoy that because they've been talking for some time about the pillows and they've been asking me questions, and I know they don't have one. Well, surprise, surprise, you guys are about to get one each. And I bought the big pillows, the larger pillows, which are not cheap, but they're buy one, get one. Now, you can buy them for as low as $19.95, no problem there. The slippers right now, $25 a pair, the slippers, that saves you well over $100. My goodness. And I'm going to buy a pair of the newer slippers that are coming out because they've got a little bit more foam and pizzazz in them and that sort of stuff. And, of course, I need more support for my feet, so I'm going to do that and see what happens. But it's not going to cost me $25. It's going to cost me double that. But still, it's going to save me $90 on what the price would be. So go over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. The promo code will always be Captain. Promo code will be Captain. And if you want to call them, you can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Tell them product code Captain, and away you go. Save yourself some money, and you can just shop till you drop on some really staple items over there, namely the pillows, the towels, the sheets, the slippers, the mattresses, the beds that they have, and, of course, the pajamas and all the sleepwear. So there you go, MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I'm going to have to get some colorful, maybe some colorful socks from those people. They got some designer-type socks they're coming out with now. They got, like, different labels on them, and red, white, and blue, and all that stuff.
Very nice. Very cool.
Yeah, I might have to get something like that. Now, one last little thing before we change gears here with the bank. We found out yesterday the Department of Justice probed the Signature Bank before its collapse. Well, if that's true, how could they have missed what was coming?
That's a very, very good question. And
are you that incompetent in what you're doing?
Well, as I said, very, very good question. What we know is that after SVB Bank was shut down, then it looked as if the Signature Bank there in New York was also going to be teetering, as it were, and they decided to move in and shut them down on that following Sunday. So I'm sure that there had to be some other kind of warning signs. And this is exactly one of the things I think Senator Kennedy was talking about when he said about the regulators, and wouldn't the regulators be reading the reports that these banks are compelled to file, for one thing. And so that's right. I think as we get further into the weeds on this, we're going to find out some things that would be very, very unsettling. And by the way, Captain, we also understand, we just saw this come through just a little while ago, evidently Credit Suisse that we were talking about in the first segment, they are now borrowing some $54 billion from the Swiss Central Bank, we understand.
Well, there you go, and that's what we were thinking about was going to happen, that the other banking unit that was in Switzerland was going to step up and help them, because that wouldn't have helped the Swiss people at all, because that would have been one of their own going down, and they couldn't afford that.
Exactly right. So you're seeing a lot of this liquidity being injected and hoping that it's going to sort of cure it. But only time will tell if that's really going to do the trick.
Now, did you see the CBP chief yesterday testifying in Washington, D.C.?
I did not have a chance to, no.
Boy, did he open up both barrels of a double-barrel shotgun and give it to both Mayorkas and Joe Biden. Listen to this. The crisis at the nation's southern border didn't happen because there was less money being spent, but because the Biden administration did away with 89 effective policies that worked from two prior presidential administrations, and because of the failure of leadership by Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, who must immediately be impeached, so said the committee chairman, Mark Green. He said the money in the budget didn't suddenly decrease when the new president came on board.
Well, no, they wanted to create the situation in which we now find ourselves. There can be only that explanation, I think, because taking away those procedures, those protocols, and those rules would have only one effect, and that is total chaos. And I think, Captain, the Democrat Party elite want the total chaos.
Well, they do. And, of course, that money that was there, 89 effective policies and all the budgets, budget money that was asserted in there, disappeared. It went away from the president's from two different presidents' policies that were working. Not only Donald Trump, but Barack Obama. His stuff was working to a certain degree.
Well, of course, because even for Obama, there had to be some of these practical considerations. But, Captain, the people that took away these procedures and so forth are the same people that were coming out and saying somehow that the Border Patrol agents were whipping migrants with their horse reins and stuff like that. Just ridiculous nonsense.
Well, for the people that still believe that garbage, I submit to you, go look at the video again. There were no whips. There was no whipping. Those are horse reins. It feels like as if somebody taps you with a stick, not something sharp or inanimate or that's going to hurt you, but it gets you to move. It gets you out the hell out of the way.
Well, but the whole point is that they create this narrative. You know, Border Patrol agents whip migrants. And isn't that terrible? And we should disband the Border Patrol because of it. And on it goes. And it's like Mark Twain, didn't he say that a lie can make it all the way around the world before truth can even get its trousers on, something like that?
Uh-huh.
That's just the way it is.
Yeah, exactly. And, again, we put up with what we put up with a lot, you know, just to get a little bit of something. And, again, I had somebody ask me a question here. James says, what did you say about banks being involved, other banks, some just one or two, giving money to the Biden family? Okay, well, let me just read you the little tip of the iceberg here. It's now believed, ladies and gentlemen, that dozens of banks, as many as 13, were involved in funneling money from China to the Biden family. Now, this is coming from the House Oversight and Reform Committee Chairman James Comer, who has issued a subpoena to one bank for the records of Hunter Biden's business associates. However, the Kentucky Republican on Wednesday said that because of the nature of the money transfers, he doesn't think we're going to find out any direct links from direct wires from China to the Bidens, because that stuff is supposed to be kept under wraps. Now, the subpoena revealed this week that it was issued to Bank of America to produce all financial records dating to the January 20th, 2009, John R. Walker case, who, by the way, has been accused of forming a joint venture with Chinese executives, as well as two other private 22 individuals.
Yeah, this is all just really, really incredibly interesting.
It's the Biden enterprise.
That's right. And we've got another couple years here with the Biden first term, as it were, and I think the Chinese may be monitoring the kind of this kind of information outflow very, very closely, because it could, I think, jeopardize some of their plans if a lot of that stuff became too public too quickly. So they may ramp up some of their particular designs as well, knowing that Joe Biden may incur the wrath of the voters and won't win again because people will find out about all this stuff.
When is Joey Boy Baby going to go to East Palestine, Ohio?
I'm not aware that he is at this point, but he should have already.
Should have, would have, could have.
Yeah.
He sent his little crony with his bicycle. I mean, he sent little Petey.
Right. Well, that's right. Well, it was very telling. Even on President's Day, the president wound up in Ukraine as opposed to East Palestine. And yeah, it's one of those things where they want to forget about East Palestine as fast as possible, if possible, faster than Afghanistan. You know, it was just a debacle, and they're hoping that nobody notices anymore.
By the way, Tunnels for Towers was on TV last night with the boxer. What was his name? Connor something McGregor. He donated $1 million. He personally donated $1 million to the Tunnels to Towers organization, of which I am a very small part. Proud to even be mentioned over there with those guys. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
that's a little AC/DC from 1979 called Girls Got Rhythm. Hard to believe it was that long ago there, Kyle. Oh, wait a minute. There you go. That's better.
Yeah, isn't it though, Captain? It's hard to believe, but I'll tell you, I mean, it sounds really, really good. And every single record AC/DC has just has something special about it. I mean, they really are a great band.
Yeah, they're still around, kicking. Live and well, yep. Angus is still playing the guitar and jumping up and down the stage and doing all the crazy stuff he does. All right, well, let's take a look here. It looks a little better in California tonight for you and out on the West Coast because a lot of your stuff has moved over one or two states to the east, but it is moving to the east, and boy, have we got cold weather again in the south. Take it away.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, that's right. The latest atmospheric river moved out of California, but not after dumping a lot of rain, causing more flooding, some landslides here and there. There's a couple of places on Pacific Coast Highway that were covered over, but nothing overly dramatic in that sense, but still significant. But people are still having flooding, especially up in Northern California. They're picking up the pieces there as well. So right now we're not seeing any rain at all on the radar in California, although we still have a lot of cloudy conditions all over the state. But that rain has moved east, as you said, Captain, over towards Arizona right now. If you're now east of Phoenix, you got some maybe pretty heavy rain happening there. Also in Phoenix proper, maybe some lighter rain, but that's continuing on over towards the border with New Mexico. Also in New Mexico down near Las Cruces, we've got rain. Santa Fe, New Mexico is having rain right now. Listener Aaron up in Denver, I'm sure, is getting some rain right now because we see it on the radar. And just to the west of her out I-70, you've got some snow coming across I-70. You're going to find that also near Eagle and Glenwood Springs. And then if you go down south from there towards Crested Butte, Gunnison, and on down towards Telluride, you're going to find the snow as well. We continue with winter weather advisories in southern Utah. Winter storm warnings down near St. George as well. So that kind of rounds it out for this hour. We'll have more next hour. Be careful out there.
All right. Well, North Dakota, over the eastern part of North Dakota from Fargo all the way up to Minot to the Canadian border, got some windy conditions, a possibility for some snow coming in a little bit later out of Montana. Down in South Dakota, got some snow showers, southeastern part to include include Sioux Falls, as well as some wind coming out of Rapid City. Be advised of that. Moving on down to Nebraska, we have a winter storm warning for Lincoln, for Omaha, for the central part of Nebraska right now, where they're going to get several inches of snow, lighter amounts around that across about half of Nebraska. Moving on down to Kansas, the eastern half of Kansas tonight, got some wind there, and might get a little bit of precipitation along the line, hard to say, but right now it's not. And then moving up into Minnesota, you got snow to the east of the Twin Cities and up to Duluth. You got some general snow in the Minnesota Twin Cities area and south down across the southwestern corner of the state down below. Some windy conditions up there as well in the northwestern corner of the state. Moving on down to Iowa, northwestern part of Iowa, got general snow fall right now. Let's see, Missouri, western part of the state, you got some wind coming in. Unsettled weather conditions might be coming across from Kansas. And the upper peninsula of Michigan, right now, it is snowing. And there is some freezing rain in the forecast up there. So you're going to have a choice of ice or some snow to drive on, but whatever the case might be, please be careful. Over there around Detroit, you've got some rain over that away. Temperatures are above freezing tonight. And probably over there where the thumb is, where our affiliate AM 660 is, you probably got a little bit of rain going on over there. All right. The snow has pretty much moved out of the Northeast and the New England area out to the ocean. But what we got now down below, again, North Carolina, Tennessee, South Carolina, Georgia, the northern part of Florida, and Alabama, you've got cold, cold weather. You've got freeze warnings scattered all through there. You've got frost warnings over into Alabama right now. and about half of the state's covered with a frost warning. And the freeze warnings, Atlanta right now, it's really cold up there, northern part of Florida as well, north of Jacksonville, going up I-95, all the way to the Chesapeake Bay, you're going to have freeze warnings in effect. So be advised of that. Now, this is not the night to be monkeying around. You need to be dressed warm. Your fuel needs to be right. Because even the guys going out of Florida going, it's only in the 20s. Well, the 20s is enough to get you water in the fuel and give you problems if you don't have the darn fuel set right. So wake up. Wake up. You gotta get it right. Get the fuel right. We don't want to hear about you being on the side of the road. And Kyle, tell us about the pilot and Flying J.
Well, folks, don't forget the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Use their locations function to find the nearest Pilot or Flying J Travel Center near you, and that way you can plan your trip accordingly. And be sure also to join up with the My Rewards Plus app. That's the My Rewards Plus app. You can find out how to download that at pilotflyingj.com. And when you join up with the My Rewards Plus app, that's going to mean more points and more free everything, drinks, snacks, merchandise, and so much more. And when you activate Push for Points in the My Rewards Plus app, you can start earning up to 5 points per gallon. That's a pretty good deal. Now, this 5 points per gallon is good during the month of March. We still have a couple more weeks of March left, so you have all kinds of savings and points that you can get during that time period. So definitely truck on over to pilotflyingj.com and find out more.
And I had a comment made to me here just a couple seconds ago from Trucker Larry, who is up in South Carolina, coming on down from the north. He says it's getting cold. It's actually colder where he's at now than where he started out his trip, which I can believe that. And he said he just had a bowl of chili, and he says it's the best chili he's ever had and recommended it to Flying J.
Very cool indeed. That's wonderful. Yeah, we hear great things about the chili.
No, you're great things about the food, period. Doesn't matter what it is. And by the way, those chicken tenders they got, you can get the chicken tenders, you can get those big sliced potatoes, get a little chili. You got yourself a meal.
That's right.
All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, you're coming back with more on the other side of the break. Hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch, rolling along. In the meantime, we'll be back after the top of the hour news.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.